All right, let's take you back to this earlier story now that I was talking about. The Minerals Minister, Gwede Mantashe, saying during the opening of the African Mining Indaba today that mining houses should be able to produce their own electricity. And he said government is looking into starting a new energy generating company outside of Eskom. I was wondering what work it would actually do. Now, EWN reporter Kevin Brunt was at the Mining Indaba for us. Perhaps he can shed some light on this. Kevin, very interesting indeed. Gwede Mantashe saying the government is going to rope investors to start an energy generating company outside of Eskom. Why the need for a parallel company?
A very good afternoon to you, Joanne. Well, there's a lot of investors here, a lot of business entities, a lot of companies, Joanne. And what I believe the minister is trying to do is to try and instill a bit more confidence in light of the very bad coverage South Africa has gotten as a result of Eskom's continuous power outages. The minister also addressed that issue in his opening address here at the Mining Indaba, also talking a bit about costs, but wanting to make the sector a bit more conducive for the companies. And that is why he indicated that government will now go ahead with this envisioned plan to roll out an energy company outside of Eskom that will not only focus on wind and energy power, but will also look at other forms of electricity generation, saying that we are now slowly starting to move away from coal, but also indicating that that process in itself should not be rushed. But just listen to what the minister had to say in a media briefing shortly after his address here at the Cape Town International Convention Center, Joanne.
The RP is a guide. It guides us. We're not going to take decision to leave that and that. We'll stick to the IRP. When there should be a deviation, that decision will be taken deliberately. And what we are doing, we're not only focusing on wind and solar, we're looking on all technologies of energy. If we get more energy from other technologies, we may actually be required to apply for deviation on that technology if it is bringing us enough energy quick enough. So it's not just wind and solar.
Right, so you've got a clip there of Gwede Mantashe, Kevin, talking about some of the alternative energies that could be considered as possibilities here to generate energy and to ensure that companies keep running at their optimum level.
That is indeed so, Joanne. So in December last year, government and in particular Minister Mantashe's department rolled out a request for information initiative where they asked basically the sector, the energy sector here in South Africa, give us an indication if you were to generate power in the country, what type of energy source would you use? And that process has now come to an end. I believe that initiative makes provision for between 2,000 and 3,000 megawatts of power. That now ended last Friday. So the minister said, based on what the sector feels, because the question did come in the media briefing, how will you go about in establishing this company? How will you interact with the investors? So the minister says this RFI process that ended now last Friday will give an indication as to what the sector feels like on what they can offer, and based on that, government will then go ahead to interact with investors. There was also a question with regard to whether or not you will go on a roadshow to try and woo potential investors with regard to that. The minister said he's unable to say the specific process that will be undertaken, but the first primary stop now is to see what the response from the sector is in terms of the energy sources that they can bring to the table to add this much-needed capacity for the country's energy generation, Joanne.
Kevin, in regard to the issue of mining companies generating their own electricity, was it clear on the minister's part whether he was asking for mining companies to do this in line with licenses that would be issued to them, or whether they could simply go ahead and generate their own power without the use of licenses?
Well, and as far as I understand it, the mining companies, as long as they self-generate, the energy that they generate will be used for their own use, then they will not need a license for that. The minister also spoke at length with regard to how that in itself will be beneficial to the sector in itself. The decision, therefore, also met with a lot of standing ovation and a lot of people clapping hands in the auditorium earlier this morning when the minister made the announcement during his opening address here. So, you know, a very good feeling coming from the delegates attending this conference here in terms of the noises that government has made so far. The minister also coming out very, very, very self-assured and assured that the initiative that government is rolling out will instill some confidence, also saying that there are processes in place, in particular now this parallel company, to ensure energy security for the future, Joanne.
Kevin, thank you so much for